This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Our guest, because she is your friend, she is a writer. You guys have known each other forever. You have history and chemistry. She's an actress, a comedian, someone I deeply respect and kind of girl crush on. Not to sound creepy, but let me just
totally.
Fun fact: she gets a mean weekly hankering for In-N-Out, the famous, California burger.
Yes.
You get it with grilled cheese, extra onions, extra onions. That's my favorite. I could eat an onion like an apple. Totally. It's comedian and onion lover Natasha Leggera.
Thank you.
Knowing you're In-N-Out order now.
Wait, but it's grilled onions.
Yeah.
Grilled or pickled only. No raw onions, please.
I like the raw onion.
Raw?
I do.
Okay. But the In-N-Out grilled onions, I could eat a bucket of them right now. They're so good.
I don't want to see that.
Okay, understood. I don't know. I just think about, we're like the same age. I've known you forever. I'm so proud of you with this book. And our friend Chelsea Handler called this the funniest book she's ever read about parenting.
Talk
so
about
congratulations.
Kudos
she
on
knows,
that. Chelsea
she
Handler
knows what she's talking about.
Brilliant. I absolutely love this book. And I just want to say on behalf of all lovers of comedy and all moms out there, this is the book you need. It's so good. It's Aww, so good.
Well
thank you so
done.
Much.
Well, in honor of your book, we've actually handpicked headlines all about parenting today. Natasha, take it away.
Oh, come on.
Okay, let's do it. First up, some positive co-parenting news. Jennifer Lopez has nothing but praise for Jennifer Garner. CNN Entertainment Reports Jen L told Vogue that Jen G is an, quote, amazing co-parent, and she and Ben, quote, work really well together. What else are you gonna say? They say they're taking a lot of care in blending their families. J-Lo hopes her new kids see Ben as a new ally and his kids see her as the same. The Jens and Ben working together. Sounds like success.
All joking aside,
I know.
If there's a better model for co-parenting than Jennifer Garner out there, I'd like you to produce that person.
I hear you.
That woman is a saint of tone, and all through the years when they were being attacked by the public, he was going through stuff, like, she just was a model person.
She is a model person.
Like,
agreed.
Again, I don't know what, I just see the women behaving in a way that feels like a good model.
Also, how much would you have to hate your ex to turn down 3 days a week of free babysitting?
Oh my God.
Because I'm thinking about co-parenting myself. I'm like, wait, you would just be in charge then for 3 to 4 days a week?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have to pick up all the slack?
Not a bad deal. I was thinking about, when I was reading this story, I was thinking about how amazing it is that they are so being public about how they're working it out and everything. But I do have to say, Drew, when you were saying how amazing Jen Garner is and J-Lo, I was thinking about you. Because you come on this show and you talk about how you are co-parenting and making it work and doing it out of a place of love. And I think these are the kind of stories people aren't telling that often. I think blended families are so much more common now than ever before. These are conversations and dynamics that people are dealing with that are not talked about. And I just think you are one of those people who are doing it.
Yes.
Honestly,
it means a lot to me.
Right. Our parents all got divorced.
And they all acted nuts. I hope we're not raising a bunch of overly precious, serious kids.
We might be, but you know what? Who cares?
Yeah.
We love them.
Anyway, next, the New York Post reports there's a new parenting trend, and it's called sittervising. Coined by Seattle mom Susie Allison, it's the opposite of helicopter parent. It means stepping back and supervising your kids' play dates from a seated position. Let them do their thing, play amongst themselves, healthy independence. Natasha, thoughts?
Okay, I am an aspiring non-helicopter mom. I don't know what that's called, but like I didn't think I would be a helicopter mom because I had I had so much joie de vivre before I had my kid and I wasn't expecting to be like this fearful person. So now I'm like seeing this at the playground and I'm screaming, be careful, stop it, I have new shoes, put this, you know? And I just think that I don't want to act like that, but I don't know that sitting down is going to help.
No. It's like so hairball being a parent. You look nuts, you feel nuts, and how are we gonna raise kids that don't feel nuts?
Wow. All right, well, finally, I need your take on this one. Having kids apparently changes your life, no question, but many say it also fundamentally changes who you are. Parent.com reports that scientifically, women who birth babies undergo changes in hormones that increase the size of neurons and improve memory and learning ability.
Really?
Yeah, and you're not just making a baby, you're increasing your brain power, I guess. But no matter if you physically birth your kids or not, many moms report being changed in many fundamental ways. Some say they have more empathy than before. Do you find that to be true?
Oh, I start crying all the time now.
You do?
Yeah.
So you can't stop crying. How about this? Others say that now, since they've had their baby, they have the superhuman powers about using every hour and every day. They somehow managed to get more done than ever before. Do you think that's true?
Now I really hate this article. You're smarter and get more done, and you're so amazing. I bet you lose weight, too.
Okay, so we don't relate to this article?
Not really.
Okay.
Not even a little. I call such BS on it. The only thing I think kids hopefully inspire you to do is think bigger and better and beyond yourself. And all that sort of low-stakes, selfish behavior, it shifts and you become a better person.
Mm-hmm. But now you're like me crying on TV.
I like images like this. You know, let's embrace the humor and the mess. I don't really relate to that. Like, I'm in my kitchen and I'm cooking and I'm fabulous and here. Like, I can't. That is not what it looks like for me at
it's
all.
It's chaos.
This is funny. Thank you, Natasha Leggero.
Thank you, Drew.
For the funniest book you'll read on motherhood, check out The World Deserves My Children Now. And after the break, Fat Joe is here. Now, he famously had a public feud with our dear friend 50 Cent, but he's going to tell us what made them make things right after 10 long years. Oh, well, they're mom brain! Thank you! Case in point.
Thank you for being so nice about that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Friend of this show. He's been on so many times. He and I have gone to different neighborhoods together and toured and, you know, just really become friends over the last few years of the show. He's a Grammy-nominated artist, actor, entrepreneur, and author of the new memoir, The Book of Jose, The Man Who Can Do It All, except he does have one fear. Apparently, he hates flying. I gotta get into that. Please welcome the one, the only Fat Joe. Oh my goodness. You're such a good person. You know, you change neighborhoods and you bring awareness, and yet you get to be cool Fat Joe. Like, how do you do it all? How do, you know, you pull off all the different colors and themes?
Well, for me, is I come from nothing. I come from the bottom, and I'm very conscious and a very comfortable with where I came from. And so the people in my community, in my village, allowed me to get in so much trouble and still make it out alive that I feel an obligation to my hood, to my community. And we constantly, whether it's the brothers and sisters, they passed away in the Bronx, 17 of them this year. We raised $2 million for them. So I'm constantly, I say, thank you so much for embracing me and showing me so much love. I just have to give it back to my people.
That is incredible.
Well, you know, when I wrote this book of Jose, it was all about transparency. It wasn't just telling you about my wins. It would tell you a lot about my failures and stuff I went through, because I want the next generation to pick this book up and see that you could go through dark times, you could go through depression, suicidal thoughts. You could go through getting locked up and going broke and then coming back and being on top of the game again. But you could do it all with a smile. And you don't have to give up, and you got to fight through. Life is just a bunch of lessons. It's a bunch of, it's not failures. It's just lessons to prepare you for the next phase. You know, I went through depression. My brother dealt with so much drug abuse that he went blind from using drugs. Okay, my sister passed away giving birth. She went into coma. She was in the home for 8 months straight. I had to go with my mother and father every day and relive this. She passed away. My grandfather passed away, all in the same week or two. And so it took me to a real, real dark place. And I said, Joe, you got to stop beating yourself up. You know, because we get one life. And so my mentor, J.R. Reiniger, who recently passed away, he would say, you go to the cemetery, you see the day you was born, you see the day you die. It's what you do with the dash that's real important.
I mean, I am so glad I asked that story. That is, again, now something that I have looked at my entire life, a headstone. Never will I look at it the same way. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. We're here to move knowledge down, be informative.
Okay, so our dear friend, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, came over.
He hosted the show!
Is it true that you guys, like, had a feud and you guys learned to forgive and, like, what came out of that?
This is a terrible, like a hip-hop beef. And we definitely thought one of
us
was going
to... How did it start?
Well, you know, he had a beef with a good friend of mine, Ja Rule. Ja Rule and Irv Gotti saved my life. They're the ones who produced the record What's Love for me. And so when they had this beef, he felt like I was being a real friend to Ja Rule.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came at me. You know, 50's a warlord in the hip-hop.
Yes.
Just in hip-hop. And so it just got real bitter, real bad. And then the guy who discovered me, his name is Chris Lighty. He passed away. He discovered 50 Cent as well.
Okay.
So we both, when he passed away, we both went to the funeral. We seen each other for the first time. We've been arguing for like 7 years. And then we did a tribute on the BET Awards for Chris Lighty. And we ended up rehearsing, And then he ends up right next to me. He said, peace for Chris Lighty.
Really?
So I shook his hand, and we've been best friends ever since.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so, so much. The book of Jose is available right now. We will be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Some DIY projects that are fun for kids and adults, because listen, we all love crafting, is the author of P.S. We Made This, Erica Domasak. Plus, one of my nearest and dearest on this show, someone who has also, like Fat Joe, been on this show since day one, my dear friend, it is the Shirley Temple King himself. It's Leo Kelly, everybody. All right, what are we creating today? And Leo, have you ever attempted what we're about to do?
No, this is definitely a first for me, but I am very excited to try it, so let's just dive in.
What are we doing today?
Okay, so my new book that just came out is all about using what you have. And I don't know if you're like me, but I'll go through the laundry, and I always just have, like, one random sock. Where do the other one go?
I don't know!
Where do they go? So instead of throwing away that sock, we're gonna create a little sock caterpillar friend out of the things we already have at home.
All right, how do we go about this?
So
take it away.
Everything we have right here, we've got a sock. Now you can fill it with paper towels, tissues. The book is all about using what you have to be creative. My thing right now, I have an almost 4-year-old, okay? And it's about putting down screens to connect with your kids. It doesn't matter what your age is. I think we all need that time to, like, use our hands and be creative. So all you're gonna do is stuff one in, and you're gonna make the head a little head in there. I love that I haven't even told you guys what to do, and this is my favorite part about it. It's so easy, you're already figuring it out. What we're doing is putting rubber bands around each little ball right here to create the caterpillar. It's easy. So I have one that's already put together, you guys have one too, and the fun part is decorating it and making it your own. The whole idea is about, you know, it's not even about, like, what it ends up looking. Kids will have so much fun doing these projects for a birthday party, snow day, rainy day, I don't know.
Leo, you have siblings, you have parents. Like, tell us as adults, like, what could we do to be more playful?
Yeah, this is hard. I mean, there's so many great things about parents, but the main thing is, I think, getting off technology. That's a very big thing, especially in our family. Like, we got my brother over here on the phone, and my sister's watching TV. And we're all guilty of it, you know? We all do it. But, you know, I think getting off the technology for a little bit, even for, like, 30 minutes, a 30-minute break, is a fabulous way to...
I mean, do you want to come work for me? I mean, I feel like, yeah, I love this.
Thank you.
And I feel like you're right on, and I'm ready. I'm making that commitment.
I love that.
I'm so glad.
Look at this.
Wow.
Are you adding your antennas?
I am going to do that right now.
I mean, I'm guilty of that. That's kind of why I created the book, because my son, he would be like, mommy, no phone, mommy, no phone. And it really takes 2 seconds to get a cardboard box, to, you know, to just be creative, and your kids will actually thrive. So that's just what this whole moment is right now. I mean, I look at someone like you who is just,
I mean, beyond your years. And you get it, though. And that's the whole idea, that we need to learn how to put screens down. We're all guilty. And there are so many cool creative things we can do. Look at this cute little caterpillar.
So cool.
Okay.
So cool.
It's fun. There's, you know, and I think cooking is also something I love doing with my son. So just any way you can be creative. I mean, fabric markers, like I said, you probably have a lot of this stuff at home. I'm adding little cute eyelashes.
Well, thanks to you, Erica, now we've got some really cool ideas on things we can do to put stuff down. And I have to say, I'm really into my person.
Oh, yeah. She's cute. She's cute.
I'm really feeling a little too attached.
Wait, she needs antennas, though. You gotta take the pipe cleaners, wrap it around, give her like a fun antenna with a little curl. You're all pretty right. much there.
Well, thank you, Erica, truly, for giving us, you know, ideas. Let's keep our craft closets going. Let's put our phones down here and there. Let's be a little silly.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, no, I like that. That's cool. It's like a punk rock.
Yeah, no, I'm... Leo, let me see yours. Very cute.
This is cute.
I'm into this. Erica's book, P.S. We Made This, is available now, and everyone in our audience is going to go home with a copy. I thank the publishers dearly for that gift. And
let's see.
Leo,
let me see yours.
I think we should...
Should we name them?
Ooh.
Should we name ours?
Mine's Estelle. What's your name?
I want to go with Larry.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Larry!
Wait, so far we've got Estelle, Larry. I feel like then I need to be like on theme and kind of like, maybe this is Myrtle?
Sure! Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah!
Myrtle.
It makes a beautiful family. Thank you, Leo Kelly and Erica. Up next, we have a quick and easy mint chutney recipe that is sure to please the crowd. You do not want to miss it. One of my favorite condiments in the world.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Welcome back. It is time for In a Minute, and we have a super simple mint chutney recipe from none other than superstar chef, Chop Judge Manit Chauhan. It is my absolute favorite, and now we know how to make one. Take a look.
Nothing is more fresh and fabulous tasting than a zesty mango mint chutney. First, grab your go-to blender. You'll need one mango peeled and roughly chopped, 2 cups packed fresh cilantro sprigs. Don't get rid of the cilantro stems. That's where all the flavor is. 1 cup packed fresh mint leaves. You don't need to chop them. The blender's got your back. Add 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice. Feel free to salt bay it up. 1 teaspoon sugar. 1/3 cup water. Puree the ingredients in the blender and voila! You have delicious mango mint chutney to go alongside some naan. I am Manit Chauhan and you're going to be addicted to this recipe.
Thank you, Manit. You've empowered me with my favorite flavors. this show for you, so take it with you. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for watching.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on The Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.